Welcome back, family. This is your boy D for you smart and intelligent folks out there. Listen, that just simply means Ed. Today I got a hot one and a very, I know it's kind of, it seems like we always talk about project management, but family, I keep forgetting personal development. Being able to embark on the transformation on this journey of becoming a professional. And when you're becoming a professional, and especially in these days and times of me filming this video, there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of bad information. There's a lot of good information. There are a lot of things that are happening, people where they're losing jobs and things of this nature. And the reason why I'm just a huge proponent of personal development is because of the fact of how it can help your life. It's one of those things where I remember when I first got started into personal development, and the reason why I got started into personal development is because of the fact of I was tired of feeling the way that I felt. I knew there was something bigger and better out there for me. I knew that the excuses and the reasons why I can't do something is it was me. I'm the one that was getting in my own way. I was the one that was creating these obstacles that didn't even need to be there. So I decided upon myself is I picked up my first personal development book. And it's one that most of the people that when they recommend to you personal development, most of the people recommend this book. And that book was by Napoleon Hill. What do you think it was? I'll wait. You guessed it. Think and Grow Rich. This book right here, besides the Bible, you know, that has 66 books in it. But the point I'm trying to make is in this book here, in Think and Grow Rich, it was so profound because it moved me from, watch this, I can't have the pity party every time. I have to finally make a decision for myself and make a decision to what do I really want out of life. So that leads me into my point number one, future proofing your career. What does that mean? There's actually a book out there, Future Proofing, and I forgot the author, and I know, and it's crazy because I was like, man, when I started putting these points together, I was like, I need to go back and read that book again. But future proofing is the ability to always seeing what's out, you know, what's the new software, the new gadgets, or to really help improve your career. One thing about being in project management, and definitely if you work at different organizations, different organizations are going to use different software. Like one organization, they may be a Microsoft project shop. Another one may be a sheet shop, or they may use monday.com or Asana, or there's so many different project management tools out here as far as for software. It's you're constantly having to learn them. So what I do is I lock in on what's the industry. So most of the time, as far as when it comes to scheduling, that means creating a schedule. The number one product that I've seen most people use was Microsoft Project. And then I watched this huge shift from Microsoft Project to Smartsheets because of how easy it is for you to be able to create schedules and the ability how the end user that you're giving it to, they can read it. So there were so many different nuances. So I had to go and learn Smartsheets. And every time when there's something new that comes up that I have to learn as a project manager because I'm in a different department, different organization altogether, because this is what they use. Some even use Jira or Jira, depends on where you're from. So there's so many tools. So it's important to future-proof yourself. And I know I'm draining this point because this, out of anything, if you don't hear the rest of the 6 points that I'm about to lay out for you of the framework, please, family, I beg of you that you future-proof your career by always being curious and wanting to learn. So I'll get off that. I'm sorry, family, but I just know how huge that is for me having the ability to even do things that I was like, man, that's just another thing. I got to do it because what I don't do, somebody else is willing to do. And then I look up and I'm frustrated because I'm where I don't want to be doing something I know I have no business doing. You'll catch that later. Let's go to point two. Point two kind of aligns with point one. That's staying ahead of the curve. What does that mean? from a professional landscape, staying ahead of the curve is being able to want to go read that book that no one is going to read. Like, I just recommend it. What I used to do, family, is when I was watching a YouTube video, someone would go, I used to do this with a lot with Ty Lopez. He would mention a book, boom, I'll go to Amazon and buy it. I have to admit, Ty Lopez is the one that really got me started on reading multiple books, and reading them to a point where I'm not reading one book every 4 to 6 months. I'm reading a book a month. And then I eventually want to get to a point where I'm reading a book a week. But the whole point I'm trying to make, family, is being able to, when you're staying ahead of the curve, you're reading the information, you're watching the videos like you're watching this one. Matter of fact, once you subscribe and hit that like button, let me know. It's 70% of you guys watching this stuff ain't showing your boy some love. But anyway, I digress. So making sure, family, that you stay ahead of the curve. Point number three, enhancing job satisfaction. I don't know why I struggled with satisfaction, I have no idea why I said that. But enhancing job satisfaction, and by doing that is you excelling in your role, by you participating in what you need to participate in, as far as finding things that are, watch this, that's tied to your work, but not tied to your work. What does that mean, ED? Tied to my work, but not tied. Here's an example. Tied to your work is reading a book on project management, but that's tied to your work. Not tied to your work is reading a book on personal development, Think and Grow Rich, or any other book out there that's around that space. But even though it's not tied to your work, you're still going to get value, because the person you're becoming by reading this content and then actually taking the information, and you know what we do here, and applying it, it gives you a boost of confidence, as well as it boosts the people around you. You know, they always say when there's one bad apple, it ruins it for everyone else. And that for the longest, I was like, what does that mean? I mean, like, I get it from a common sense. Like, if this person does this, it's going to mess it up for everybody. But the relation is, if you ever seen an apple and if it had something on it and it was in there with a whole bunch of other apples, that whatever that bacteria, that thing is, it would spread onto the rest of the apples. And that's why that whole analogy of one bad apple can ruin it for everyone, because of the fact of, if you have one person in there that has that negative, pessimistic, everything is going to go bad mentality or mindset, and or more or less has that fixed mindset, then of course it's going to affect you in a way. And you have to be constantly, like, this is not a one and done thing. This is not something you do once a month or once. This is a everyday thing. You know, I always tell the story when they were interviewing Zig Ziglar, and they were saying, well, motivational doesn't work. And he was like, yeah, you're right, it doesn't. You know, but also, you know, taking a bath doesn't work unless you do it frequently. So, I mean, the point is that you have to do this frequently. I mentioned earlier the fixed mindset, but I also want to touch on the growth mindset. The growth mindset is the ability to take on challenges and not beat yourself up and say, this will never happen, this will never change, but to be able to learn and grow from them. Because you gotta understand, family, when you're building something, or you're, for instance, let's say you're going after your CAPM, the outcome is the CAPM of obtaining your CAPM certification, but what you become, the process, what you give up, what you endure, again, going back to what you become through this, is what really you need to be watching. Yes, it's great, you got your CAPM, and I'm excited for you. However, what did you become through that? What did you learn about yourself? Did you learn that, you know, in order to get what you want was on the other side of being uncomfortable? Okay, I'll stop, family, I'll stop. Because I know I'm touching some nerves there, because everybody's like, yeah, I want to go after this. But we already know what but is. If you're around my age group, there was a cartoon, and it went something like this: conjunction, junction, what's your function? And the whole purpose was, we under but and or however, these are conjunctions. Okay, I'm teaching English here, family. What I'm saying to you, family, is the one thing I do love about the conjunction is that whatever was before it, is no longer relevant because the new piece or the new version of you is coming. Okay, I'm starting to love this thing. It's starting to get too good to me. So what I'm saying to you, family, is being able to have that growth mindset. A growth mindset is a resilient mindset. A growth mindset is someone or somebody that believes that I will figure this out. I will go through the learning pains. I will go through the growth pains. I will take on the challenges to be what I need to be. Next point, being able to drive innovation and creativity. The reason why I started, again, making these videos, I always say that, but it was really I want to explore new ideals. I want to be able to take my creativity along with project management and find new ways of attracting project managers. I believe this is such a beautiful skill set to have. I mean, because you're touching everything from financing to people to logistics. There's so many moving parts. And if you're someone that gets bored of doing the same thing over and over again, this right here, this right here, my cat wheels, but I'm sorry, but I digress. So, but no, just being able to drive innovation and creativity is exciting for me. Being able to challenge the way project management was once done. That's what I'm here to do, because it says it in this particular book, that doesn't mean it can apply and work in a real world setting. So I'm challenging that, but challenging it in an ethical, challenging it in a healthy, and challenging it with what we talked about 2 points ago, which was a growth mindset. Again, we always come back to 2 things in a foundation for me as a project manager is always leadership and communication. And this point number 6 is leadership, basically improving on your leadership skills. Like I said, just like communication, that is a skill set as well as this as far as leadership, is that you're going to consistently and constantly always be improving, always finding ways to improve your leadership, taking the feedback of others, that what they give you, regardless if you agree with it or not, but being able to take that to be a better leader, because not everyone wants to be led the same way, and you have to find creative, unique ways of touching people's soul and talking to their soul in a way that will allow them to go to war with you, in a way that will put them back to back with you and say, I trust you just as much as you trust me. Let's go to war and be successful and make sure we have this project be a success. So the ability to do that will take you far. Let's go to the last and final point about personal development and why I think is very important. And that it really, to simplify and to sum this all up, it really unleashes the full potential in you. The further that you're willing to do the work as far as the root work and not the surface work, the further you're going to go. I'll say that again. I may have missed you. I said the further you're able to do the root work versus the surface work, the further you're going to go. When you look at it, if you ever looked at weeds, and when you don't dig it up by the root, then the weed continues, it will come back if you're just surface cleaning. So being able to include personal development in your day-to-day will give that allow you the opportunity to watch this, pull up the root and throw it away so you can move on. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's video, today's episode. This means a lot to me because I'm huge on personal development. My morning starts off with listening to at minimum 30 minutes of something positive when I'm starting my day. So I hope it works for you as it did for me. I'm out.